Five Live Breakfast. Is chivalry dead, and does old school romance have a place in modern dating? Well, our next guest is so convinced that it does, she set up her own online dating site. It's called Old Style Dating. Denny Smith is also this morning running a vintage hair salon in Croydon with one of her clients, Stephen Earle. Morning to the both of you.
Morning.
Morning.
Great to talk to you, Denny. So where did this idea come from? Why did you think that you needed to bring back old style dating?
A couple of reasons, really. One, my daughter is single and had been on the other big sites and not had a lot of luck, and sort of hearing stories in general about how the guys were. And chatting to clients in the salon, actually, who are either on sites themselves or their daughter was on a site. And I just love, you know, romance and manners and all of that sort of thing. And I just thought, oh, you know, I'll create my own site and I'll find my daughter a decent guy. And I started a year ago, and in February we launched.
Right. And so what kind of experiences was she repeating to you? What kind of dates had she been on? Or was she not even going on dates anymore? Do they call them dates?
She'd been on a couple, and I just think the guys weren't sincere. I mean, she's looking for commitment and she wants to settle down, and the guys aren't. You know, they just want a date or they just want to hook up, and it's not the sort of thing that she's after and many people are after. So I'm just trying to bring back a bit of romance and commitment, you know, for people that do want to settle down and have a meaningful relationship with like-minded people.
So what you're saying is, and I think we all know kind of what you're getting at, the kind of Tinder experience can be, shall we say, a little bit more physical, short-term, and not people looking for that long-term commitment. Or if they are, they're probably not going to find it there.
Exactly. And one of my rules is your picture is quite small. I've deliberately done that. You can only just put a small picture in, but it's got to be modest dress. And the rule states no beachwear or underwear shots, which I know when she was showing me a lot of pictures from Tinder, most people were in swimming trunks, bikinis, underwear, all of that. And to me, it's got to be who catches your eye. But then obviously you start up a conversation. But initially, no, you know, we want you in modest dress.
Mm. And you're not buying up big, because we know this happens all the time, big databases of, you know, people's IDs, are you? You have to be
vetted to
get onto your site, don't you?
Yeah. Well, basically, every profile comes to me. I have deleted a couple. I didn't like the sound of their profile. I read every profile, every single one, which takes me a long time. I'm on it as soon as I get up in the morning till I go to bed. And I've got quite a good connection now with a lot of the members. They email me personally. I've got a couple of guys message me on Facebook about things or message me. I'm taking it really seriously. I'm not in it for the money. I'm in it for genuine reasons. I just want to bring back some chivalry and genuine people to meet and fall in love.
I've seen your little video advertising this, and the old kind of clips of black and white movies you have on there. So I can see where you're coming from. Stephen, what do you think to this idea?
Yeah, I think it's really good. I think, as Denny said, you know, you've got the other dating apps, the Tinders and the Bumbles, and I think, like you said earlier as well, they're just kind of a bit more for fun, I would say, from my experience. I haven't really met anyone on those sites who's actually looking for commitment and, you know, relationships settling down. And, yeah, I think the idea that Denny's brought forward is amazing, really, and hopefully it works out for me.
Would you consider yourself to be a bit of an old-fashioned gent?
As I've got a little bit older, you know, I've just hit 30, so, you know, looking to
not that
settle
old.
Down. And
can you be an old-fashioned gent at 30 years of age?
I think so. I've been around the sites for a couple of years, and, you know, Denny's ideas, it's really what I'm looking for.
You can have those kind of values then. Is it not? Because we went out and spoke to some young women about this, and they said, you know, they love that. But also they're perfectly on board and perfectly happy with, and would expect in this age of equality to split everything. So they were saying, you know, if you go to the cinema, the man might buy the popcorn and the women will get the tickets, or vice versa. Women are really, really happy, young women, with just doing the whole 50-50 thing. That's okay with you, I'm sure, isn't it?
I mean, I'll obviously, as a gentleman, I will pay like for the first date, and, you know, hope it goes further. And yeah, I do like to pay for the first date anyway. I just think that's the right thing to do personally. So
yeah, good on you. Denny, we have to ask you, how's it going with Matt? Because this all stemmed from your daughter. Has she had any luck yet?
No, she's on a break. She's literally, she's been on so many agencies for such a long time, and she's been really helping me with this and supporting me and watching it grow. So she's definitely going on, don't worry, because I want a wedding, 100%.
Yeah. You're a modern-day Scylla, really, aren't you, Denny?
I am. You I are. Love it. You know, anybody that comes into the salon, you know, reps. Are you single? I'm always chatting about it. Yeah, I just love it. And I think everybody loves romance.
They do. But does your daughter appreciate this intervention? Is she happy that you're getting so involved in her personal life?
Yeah, she doesn't mind. She doesn't mind at all. We get on really well. So she just thinks I'm crazy.
Denny, thank you for joining us. Denny and Steve, they're old style dating.
Thank you.
She's launched the website as a kind of antidote to Tinder. Chivalrous acts, you know.
Is chivalry dead?
Yeah,
prove it isn't. Prove it isn't this morning.
Let us know.
85058. What is a recent act of chivalry that came your way?
It's a tricky one, isn't it? Because in these days of a